This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Wildfires rampaged through some of Greece's last remaining forests for yet another day Saturday, after burning scores of homes, businesses, and farms during the country's worst heat wave in three decades. One of the massive fires advanced through a national park north of Athens and one of the last sustainable forests near the Greek capital. The blaze sent choking smoke across the capital region, where authorities set up a hotline for residents with breathing problems. Thousands of residents and vacationers in areas where fires broke out days ago have fled by land and by sea as firefighters and volunteers battle through the night. In an apocalyptic scenes overnight and into Saturday morning, ferries evacuated more than 1,000 people from a seaside village and beaches on an island of a rugged forested mountains popular with holidaymakers and campers after approaching flames cut off other means of escape. The scale of Greece's wildfires has been breathtaking, with more than 100 breaking out across the country over the past few days. A local official in the south estimated that around 70% of her area had been destroyed. Other local officials and residents also made televised appeals for more firefighting help, particularly air support. The Greek government's request backing for distressed resources through the European Union's emergency support system. Firefighters and aircraft have arrived from France, Ukraine, Cyprus, Croatia, Sweden, Israel, with more arriving Saturday from Romania and Switzerland. Egypt said Saturday it was sending two helicopters to Greece, while 36 Czech firefighters and 15 vehicles were expected to arrive on Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.